Back in the book segment tonight, at its height, the sitcom Growing Pains is one of America's most watched programs. That was back in the late 80s. And one of the stars of the show, Kurt Cameron, was a teen idol, a hugely successful performer. He was also, at the time, an atheist. But now all of that's changed. Kurt Cameron joins us from Naples, Florida. So this is really interesting. I mean, all Americans watching now remember you and the big hit show. And when did you get a conversion?
Well, it was about when I was about 17, 18 years old. I think that when you're 17 years old and you're on a hit TV show, you're known throughout the world, you're making lots and lots of money, it really is a recipe for disaster. And fortunately for me, at that time, I got thinking about the fact that I was part of the ultimate statistic. 10 out of 10 people die. And I thought, as an atheist, if I find out that there's a God, all my money and fame is not going to help me one bit. I heard the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I submitted myself to it wholeheartedly. And then God changed my heart, gave me new desires, and sent me in a new direction. And I really can't take a whole lot of credit for any of that. I'm just extremely grateful.
Now, was there anybody who did that or helped you, or did you do this on your own? Because most teenagers, as you said, who would have money and fame like you did, go on either a self-destructive jag, or they're conventional. They build a career. But you made a remarkable turnaround. Number one, how can you be an atheist when you're a kid anyway? And number two, did anybody help you convert?
How can you be an atheist when you're a kid? Well, I think because I didn't grow up in a religious home, it wasn't what I was taught, that there was a God. There was always the question in the back of my mind. But I have to say that not too far under the surface of an atheist is really the convenience of not believing in a God, because ultimately, if there's no accountability there, then you have free rein to live any way that you want to, and that's really a lot of fun. But thinking about your own mortality, even at 17 years old, can really sober you up and make you think seriously about eternity, about the design of the universe
and
how we got here and where we're going. No, I had somebody who took me to church where I heard the gospel. They answered a lot of intellectual questions that I had problems with, but ultimately it was a personal step of faith. God, if you're there, show me. I want to know the truth. I don't want to be duped by a fairy tale religion. But if you did what you did on the cross for me, then make me the man you want me to be. I'm in.
Now, did that include walking away from Hollywood? Are you still actively seeking acting roles? I know you do a religious cable program, but did that include changing your career?
No, I'm still actively involved in Hollywood. I had a lunch with a very prominent writer in Hollywood in a Jewish part of town who said to me, "Well, Kirk, you sure picked the religion that's unacceptable in Hollywood, didn't you?" And, I laughed because
he was joking.
I think about the fact that, kind of yes, kind of no. Maybe I missed out on a few great parts because I'm a Christian. But the truth is, I have a wife. I've been married for 15 years. I've got 6 kids. I've got a career that I'm passionate about, a show that I love. And I'm talking to Bill O'Reilly in front of 4 million people, not because I was caught with a gun in my hand, but because of my faith. So I think it was a great decision.
Well, I certainly admire you. You are living a life that you believe in, and you're trying to do good, and you've set aside all the phoniness of Hollywood, and we wish you the best. And it's an amazing story, Mr. Cameron. You're welcome anytime to come on and broadcast.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. Happy Easter. And next, we'll wrap things up with the most ridiculous item of the day and some of your mail.
Hannity and Combs is coming up next tonight.